Ghosts. They bring with them a coldness as tradition demands, and a light, dry odor of rot, much like worm in wood, and bring a chorus of cries to fill the air as if it were birdsong, and bring in their open hands tokens of themselves, a letter, a snapshot, and bring some trace of their point of departure, a smudge on the shoe, a stain on the sleeve, and bring the disguise they lived under, stitched with their names, hoping you'll give them the nod, hoping you'll recognize something perhaps of the old times, the fun and games, while they shuffle up as if they stood on the edge of night, so a nudge would tip them over. And bring a dew of death that settles on picture frames, on pelmets, on clothes in the closet, on books, on your eyelash, to make a prism through which you get a broken image of what must be a stage set of the peaceable kingdom, a front for that place you only ever find in dreams, its undrinkable rivers, its scrubland of snarls and hooks, horizons gone askew, beasts hamstrung and walking on their hocks. And bring their long-lost hopes, which they lay at your feet, then stand back, stand apart, hairless, soft-skinned, their eyes bright blue like the eyes of the newborn, and bearing a look of matchless sorrow, as would for sure stop the heart of whoever it is they take you for.